from Bring Me the Horizon. Hello there, drummer Matthew and lead guitarist Lee. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Not bad.
Welcome back to the country.
Thank you.
Ready for, we're getting ready for Soundwave kicking off in Brisbane tomorrow and Sydney the next day. You got here early tomorrow, yesterday morning. What have you been doing?
Sleeping, drinking.
In the same sort of arrangement, both in the, like, sort of in a hotel room arrangement, or have you been getting out and about?
Well, we got tattooed yesterday. A couple of us got tattooed. We got a friend who tattoos out here in Brisbane, so we got tattooed, and apart from that, we've been sleeping and drinking.
So we dragged tattooing out as well. Oliver, your lead singer, I believe, is getting tattooed today.
He is, yeah.
Yep. Is this a thing that when you go to different countries, you'll get a tattoo in those places? Is there any countries you won't get tattooed in?
Probably like
Iraq or something. Like that.
Have you played Iraq? No tattoos in Iraq.
No.
Indonesia, probably not.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Indonesia. Yeah, well, there you go. Well, and what did you guys get yesterday?
Basically, she started a sleeve on me a long time ago, and she just filled gaps and stuff, but that's about it, really.
I got my kneecaps done.
Man. I have not gone near the kneecaps yet. Or the elbows, really. Are the kneecaps worse than the elbows?
Yeah. Bigger, aren't they? Big elbow.
Very good point, Lee. On Triple J, Bring Me the Horizon in the studio. Give us a yell if you're heading along the Soundwave tomorrow or on Sunday or the next weekend, of course. Here is the first taste we got of your brand new album, Sempiternal. What does Sempiternal mean?
It's an old English word for everlasting, unchanged.
Nice. Well, shall we have a listen to one of the tracks from it now from your Unchanged album? Although, is that all right?
Yeah,
on Triple J. Here you guys have a listen to a bit of right now. Bring Me the Horizon and Shadow Moses on Triple J with the Doctor.
You.
On Triple J, Bring Me the Horizon. From Sempiternal, that is Shadow Moses. And the question came on the text line. I've got two members, Matt and Lee from Bring Me the Horizon in the studio. Is Shadow Moses a Metal Gear Solid reference, asks Acts from Newtown.
It definitely is.
It is. There we go. Sorted out. Which in the band is the biggest fan of those kind of games?
I think we all like them, to be fair, but Ollie's a big fan. I'm a big fan. And it's one of them games we played a lot growing up.
Nice.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, we're fans.
So how come the video clip was just you guys tramping about in the snow and not, you know, doing Metal Gear sort of stuff?
I don't know. It would have been quite good. But I don't know. Just the diamond.
It looked very cold in the snow there.
It was.
It was minus 12 degrees.
Where were you?
Germany. Yeah. A place called Rügen, which is like North Germany.
Ridiculously cold.
Yeah.
Dear. And you guys are from Sheffield, so you know about it being chilly.
Yeah, definitely, but not that cold.
We got Aaron on the line. Aaron from Sydney, you're a bit stoked about Soundwave Week kicking off.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I've got heaps lined up.
Tell us some of the bands you're going to be seeing.
Memphis Next Fire, obviously the boys from Bring Me. North Lane, Miss Mary, Master Men.
Great. Say good day to the gentleman from Bring Me the Horizon.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Easy, man. You all right?
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, pretty good. Just about to kick off work.
Good mate.
And you're also studying as well?
Studying music at Western Sydney.
And you gentlemen also studied music?
Well,
Lee did,
yeah. Matt did art.
I did art.
Well, Lee, what's some advice for Aaron who's studying music?
practice.
Do your own work.
Yeah, do stuff, yeah. Practice and that.
What instrument do you play, Aaron?
I'm majoring in bass guitar.
Well, we've got the wrong Matt in the studio for that. But good on you, Aaron. Good luck with that.
And
there you go. So you guys are playing on Tuesday night in Sydney. Is the Sidewave playing at the Hi-Fi in Moore Park? And then you've got another two shows in Melbourne, both at Billboards.
It's a matinee show and a late night show. So it's like one for young'uns.
Great.
And then one for olden's.
Yeah, we got some texts because tomorrow is Save Live Australian Music Day, and we're trying to always save live Australian music, and there's people asking for all ages shows. You know, lots of people in different parts of Australia have different levels of access to live music. What about growing up in Sheffield? Obviously the home of Pulp, Def Leppard, of course.
Arctic Monkeys, Human League.
Yeah,
it's cool. You know, Sheffield's got a lot of venues and it's got a pretty big live music scene, and It's not. I don't think age restriction's one of the things.
It's pretty much all ages.
Yeah, it's all ages. Just go to a show. You know what I mean? But yes, Sheffield's always has had a big live music scene.
So, growing up in the 90s, what sort of bands would you go and see? What was like your first seminal live gigs?
New metal.
Yeah, like Newfound Glory, maybe. American Head Charge or something.
American Head Charge? Who are they? Yeah. That sounds great.
Just new metal. New metal.
Well, there you go. All right, I'm going to play a tune. Hey, mate, your lead singer, Oliver, as we said, is at a tattoo studio getting tattooed right now.
He is, yeah.
Should we put a call through to him and see how he's doing?
Yes.
You can try.
You can try, yeah.
What part of the body is he getting it tattooed on?
His full
his
back.
His anus.
His full back leading down to his anus. Matt and Lee from Bring Me the Horizon. Some people very stoked for you guys being back in Australia, I got to tell you. Don't think I've ever been more excited about seeing a band live, says someone. See you on the first.
Thank you.
Isn't that nice? Never been more excited. And Kate from Ballin has seen you guys live 3 times and each time was better than the last.
Yep.
confirmed, absolutely. Hey, we've got your lead vocalist on the line right now. He is not in the studio today because he's at a different sort of studio, a tattoo studio. Ollie Sykes, how you feeling, man?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Good. You've been getting tattooed since 9 a.m. this morning.
Yeah, pretty much.
How is your back feeling?
It's all right. The bum's worse.
Why? What's going on with your bum?
It's getting tattooed as well.
You can tell us what the tattoo is if you'd like, or you can just give us a hint. What is the bit that's on the bum?
Just flowers and snake and shit.
Flowers and snake and shit on your bum. That is awesome. Are you going to be able to wear a shirt on stage tomorrow and perform?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be all right with that.
Is there some kind of pain-killing going on?
No, I'm pretty jet-lagged, though, so the tiredness is helping.
Do you guys have any questions for Ollie Sykes from Bring Me the Horizon? We've got Matt and Lee in the studio. Any questions for Ollie? Matt and Lee? Yes, you guys.
How's it going?
Sorry, cheers. How's it going over there?
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Not bad.
Is it fun?
It's very laugh, yeah.
How many hours have you got left of this tattoo, Ollie?
I'm not sure.
Dear.
A lot.
So if people come and see you guys play and they come up to you guys after the show, don't slap Ollie on the back. What should we do?
No pat on the back.
No pat on the back.
No, everyone's going to do that, aren't
they? No, of course not. Hey, Ollie, I hope you feel better, man. Grip that table hard. Hey, gentlemen, I'm going to play a little bit from another track from your brand new album, which comes out in April, Sempiternal. This is Antivest, and a bit of a language warning for this. Just a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit. Every single thing I'm saying, if you don't give a fuck, you think you're taking anything? Question everything. Give me a break, you deluded.
And now I have to take it down because the language gets very rude very soon. And is it saying that, an antivist is the opposite of an activist? Is that what you guys are suggesting?
It's about people that claim to be activists, but they're just writing on Twitter and Facebook.
And they're like, we need to change the way we do this, and we need to, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Clicking the like button on Facebook, that kind of thing.
But they're still doing everything that aids... What they're claiming against.
Yeah, it's like, Apple and all stuff about Apple, but they're sending posts from their iPhones and stuff.
Like certain lead singers of massive Irish bands who think you need to buy iPods to save Africa, that kind of thing. Or is it just more Kony?
No, it's just kids in general who just talk wet.
Nice. Good.
And don't do anything about it.
You go. Yes. You gotta walk the walk.
Exactly.
Nice. Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, you're back in Australia for Soundwave. You just lost your one connection to Australia. Jonah from I Killed the Prom Queen has left the band. Lee, you're still going to be cool on all the pinch harmonics and stuff?
Yeah, not bad.
You'll be able to take the bulk of the of all the guitar work?
Yeah, we've got a mate from England as well who's filling in on guitar and stuff, so
cool.
On the other side.
Who is he?
He's called Rob.
Rob on guitar.
He's from Brighton and he plays in a band called The Mire.
Rob from Brighton, who plays in a band called The Mire. Well, thank you very much. That's where Nick Cave lives. He probably knows him. Gentlemen, have a ball. If you are heading to Soundwave, make sure you check out Bring Me the Horizon. Or if you're going along to the Sidewaves on Tuesday, playing in the Hi-Fi in Sydney, and then two shows at Billboards on Thursday, a matinee show and a night show. Have an absolute ball, guys.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for talking to us.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.